Okay, this is April the 8th, 2008, and this is Michael Woodson chairing the PNB Technology Committee meeting. And I'm going to start by finding out who's on the call and then asking for someone to be secretary, and then I will set the agenda. Okay, so why don't you just identify yourself? Is that okay? If you're on the call?
Bill.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
Anthony Sest from KPFA.
Anthony.
Bonnie Simmons.
Everybody's saying their own name, Wendy Schrell.
Dave Adelson, KPFK.
Andrea Fishman, BAI.
Zach Van Aken, KPFK.
Henry, are you still on the call? And Rob, are you on the call?
Uh-oh.
It makes eight.
Maybe they muted.
I think it's #1 to take the mute off.
This is Henry Noor. Sorry, I think I had mute on when I was trying to say my name.
Hey, Henry.
Okay. And then John Amala is here. Okay, so that gives us 9. I think Rob is here. That would give us 10. So great. Thank you all very much for joining the meeting tonight. I want to find out if anyone will volunteer to be the secretary.
Michael, I'm driving, or I would do it.
Thanks, Wendy.
Is it just, I might have to be driving halfway through the call is my kind of hesitancy here. I can try to just take decisions.
That would serve us well, I think. Does anybody have an objection to that?
I have to apologize. I don't know if this is the time to say, but I just want to squeeze it in. I have to leave the meeting early tonight.
All right. Thanks.
Bye, Andrea.
Hi.
So I'm good with Bonnie taking notes on the decisions we make. Let's leave it at that, unless there's an objection.
This is Rob. I'm sorry. I disconnected myself. I just came back.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Okay. So Bonnie's going to take notes, and she's going to do the best she can, and she may have to get in the car, which will make taking notes for her a problem. But she's gonna do that, and we'll see how that goes.
If she has to leave, I can do that as long as I'm not gonna inherit this again.
Okay. Bonnie?
Well, yeah. Maybe we want Bonnie to do it in case we need Ron to do it another time.
No. Yeah, that's unlikely. But let's just proceed here. I have an unusual situation here because the house next door to me burned down yesterday. And
oh, my God.
Well, it's an even weirder situation than that, but I won't go into it on the phone. It's possible that my doorbell will be ringing and we just have weird things going on here.
They got you on video, huh?
I'm not sure what I'm hearing. You're going to take notes,
just
Bonnie?
Proceed. Yes, I'm on it.
Okay, thank you. And did you get the members who are on the call?
I have Michael, Dave, Rob, Jack, Bonnie, Bill, Wendy, Anthony, Henry, Andrea, and John Armella doing the engineering stuff. Am I missing anybody?
I think you got them all. Okay, so by way of an agenda, I wanted to have the committee members introduce themselves and talk about technology and themselves. I think that we should try to establish a monthly meeting time. One time a month, one day a month we want to meet. And then John's going to give a report. And I think the big issue tonight is discussing policy regarding media distribution. Okay. So does anybody have anything else to add or to change on this agenda? Okay. Well, let's just have the members introduce themselves, and we'll start with, I guess, Anthony Fest. I'll just call down the list of names that I have, and it's not really in any particular order, but let's start with Anthony. You want to introduce yourself and talk about your interest in technology and what you think P&B might, our committee might offer Pacifica?
Oh, well, I'm a newscaster at KPFA. I've been doing that for a little over 10 years. Also on the, have been on the program council. Relatively unsophisticated as to technology, but interested in you know, seeing what the 21st century is going to mean, what changes are going to come to the radio world, and how we can at least, if not be on that at the crest, at least not be left behind by these changes.
All right. Dave Adelson.
My name is Dave. As you said, I'm from KPFK, and I firmly have the belief that digital distribution is going to dwarf FM radio distribution. Not to say that FM radio won't still be important, but I think that building platforms that are attractive for programmers and for audiences, one of the most important things we could be doing now, and that the way it can affect the foundation is that it could help solve the turf war for space that goes on everywhere. So I'd like to see us move in that direction as aggressively as possible, as soon as possible. And as people may be aware, there are licensing issues that come up when you do distribution via digital distribution, because there are different rules that apply. And so issues of licensing is actually related to the technology issues in inseparable ways. So my interest is in seeing us deal with those issues. It's also the platform I ran on when I ran as a candidate.
Keeps his promise.
Jack.
What was that?
Keep your promises. That's awesome.
Yeah, Jack Van Aken, KPFK. I'm probably the most useless person on this committee, but
but you're good at self-effacing.
Yeah, that's sort of my MO. It's a game, you know, how I take over. So, I don't know. I'm sort of sunk into a technology vortex, so I'll be interested to see if there's something here I can get a handle on.
All right. I'm Michael Woodson, and I'm from KPFT, and I do a show called Living Art, and I'm pretty new to technology. And I try to keep my hand in it and understand what's going on. And what I know about it, I learned from Pacifica, and I was on the committee last year, so I got some sense happening with regards to the discussions of Pacifica and its direction. Okay, so Henry.
Hi, I'm Henry Knorr. I was on the, coming back for my second year on the committee. I guess my interest, my qualifications in technology are that I used to be a technology writer, journalist, and I follow things fairly closely, although I'm no expert on radio stuff, but I do firmly agree with what Dave said, that I think we're right on the cusp of a major transition. It's actually well underway already, and I think it's going to happen actually quite abruptly one of these months. The iPhone is going to be able to receive streaming audio without any special tricks, and then all the other phones are going to follow in a year or two. And at that point, I think most people will be listening to whatever they want from the internet on their phones, and it'll be in their cars and their homes and everywhere else pretty quickly. So I think the whole radio industry, but Pacifica in particular, are in for some big shocks, and we'd better get out in front of it, or at least catch up with it a little bit more than we have already. That's my perspective.
Bill.
This is Bill Crozier from KPFT, and those of you who are coming to the PNB meeting this weekend, I look forward to meeting you. There's going to be a reception at KPFT Friday evening, so look, find me if you're there. I've been involved in technology since I was young, I guess, electrical engineer, and agree with all the stuff that's been said about digital distribution. I think we really need to be helping to promote that, making it happen, and make people aware that what we have, as well as expanding, making it easier to access our programming digitally.
Okay, Bonnie?
I come to what I know about tech from being in radio since 1969. In years since I got into radio, I have managed a number of music artists, and I do event logistics also currently. And from managing artists and the event logistics and compiling various different CD collections, I have a lot of experience working with licensing and rights of content. And also, in working with young artists, have delved a lot into all of the social networking sites and all of the various tools as they come at us day to day. I know Dave will find this surprising, but in some ways, I agree with what everyone is saying about the need for us to develop sparkling delivery systems. But I will put in a word that I don't think it means anything unless you have really, really good content that you're going to be putting down those delivery pipelines. That's all. But I find it all pretty fascinating and a little bit daunting sometimes.
Wendy.
Hi, I'm Wendy Schrell, KPFT. The reason I'm on this committee is because I have a lot of time in with Pacifica, and as I watch radio listenership go down a little more each year, I'm not quite ready to let Pacifica. I really want to see it succeed. So, besides, technology committee, technology isn't political, right? That's it.
I'm going to leave that joke alone. Andrea.
I'm Andrea Fishman. I'm from the AI. And I am really interested in protecting the mission, and I am concerned that we develop technology so that it protects the mission, and I'm not sure that technology just developed without thinking about it in terms of the mission will protect the mission. I want Pacifica to succeed very much. but I am very worried that if we concentrate ourselves on just on being a media distribution outlet without thinking in terms of the public discussion and the live public discussion and an ongoing public discussion rather than a retroactive one, that the mission can succeed and do what it's intended to do. So I'm really interested in watching us develop technology that will keep the discussion alive. There's something else I wanted to say. Oh, the turf war question is a real problem. However,
Which question?
The turf war question.
Got it.
But I don't really look at it in the same way that as a battleground necessarily. I mean, 168 hours rather. I think of the 168 hours as a way for stations to develop community and a way of sharing the time or thinking of the time in terms of protecting the community. So that if we think of, well, we need just relegating people or just distributing ourselves over three or four streams or however many more we might have allocatable to us, that we'll lose contact with each other that we'll lose contact with each other. People will just go off in their own directions to listen to whatever they want, and we'll lose a public discussion, a public forum. So I really want to think about the technology in terms of those dangers so that we can protect ourselves and keep in contact with each other and not give up on each other. So while these technological innovations are important and important to be able to use well, I'm afraid that we could also hurt ourselves if we don't think about these things as we develop them.
All right.
That's the end for now.
Robinson.
Oh, I'm Rob Robinson from WPFW, and gee whiz, this is very interesting. I mean, my initial concern in governance. Although David and I were two of the people that originally were involved in the initial suits, my concern was what I saw as the erosion of programming capable of fulfilling the Pacifica mission of being exciting and iconoclastic programming, as Bonnie describes, and even our loss of ability to do things like produce local and national news programming. I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, David convinced me that digital distribution was in fact a solution that could solve many of those problems in a peaceful way. And I've been doing some work recently on the issue of digital distribution for the network. So I feel that the technology has the capacity to help us as well as to give us the ability to create stronger communities than we have thus far, which is one of Andrea's judicious concerns. But I'm not a tech person. On the other hand, I do feel that the technology and the explosion of internet technology is changing the face of broadcasting every day, and that we have to, as an organization, I feel that the board has a unique responsibility to establish some goals and set policies in areas that will get us out of get our heads out of the sand that they've been buried in on this issue for so long. So that's all I'll say for now. Thank you very much, Michael.
Okay. John, you want to introduce yourself or wait for your report? I was thinking you might wait.
Hi there. This is John Almella. I'm the National Technical Director for Pacifica. I don't know what to say. Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't know if I was talking into the ether. I've been involved in technology, different types of technology, computer technology, audio technology, and now radio technology for many years now. I didn't realize I was really giving a report. I thought I was giving more of an update. And I think before I give any type of update or report, I thought the last call we were on, there was some discussion about that the staff would not be the center of these discussions, that it was really kind of the committee, and we would be there for support in case you had any questions. I think Dave actually brought that up, unless I'm wrong.
All right. Well, let's leave it at that, and I want to set the date for our meeting. So, I propose a Wednesday, the first or the last Wednesday of the month, because I've done some research and asked the committee what they wanted, and that's the best day that I could find. So, can we start with my recommendation based on my phone calls and my polling people?
The last Wednesday?
The first or the last Wednesday. I don't think it matters.
For me, it would matter. I would prefer the last Wednesday. Andrea, if everyone's okay with Wednesday, I mean.
When does BAI usually have their LSB meeting?
Well, that is a real problem. We haven't been able to. There are some of us who want to set a regular date, and there are other people who resist setting a regular time. And so far, the resistors have won, so it's erratic right now. We're hoping that we can settle on a day, but it often is a Wednesday. But it's not a regular day.
Okay. And Wendy, aren't yours sometimes on Wednesdays?
Ours are always on Wednesdays, but it's a third Wednesday.
Oh, third one. Okay.
So is that date sold?
Which one
first,
is it?
First or last?
Last,
you know. I guess because Andrea is the only one who's got some input, and I don't think there's a reason to do it either way.
That's fine.
So moved.
Okay. So the technology committee meetings will be the last Wednesday, or the fourth Wednesday, I guess we should say, the fourth Wednesday of the month?
Fourth Wednesday, okay.
Bonnie?
Happens in a month with five Wednesdays, still meet on the fourth Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bonnie, if you get that written down.
I got it, bud.
Take it as a motion.
All done.
And are there any objections to having our tech committee meetings the fourth Wednesday of the month?
Awesome. This bill, it's fine, except in November we might want to move it because that's the day before Thanksgiving. But we'll
can we just
about
do that
later.
Then? Yeah.
And, so will the next one be May?
I think maybe we could have one in April. I would advocate for an April meeting.
In 3 weeks? 2.5 weeks?
Yeah. Is that too much? That we haven't done anything since October, and Nicole's going to give her report this weekend, and we'll have something to work off of like that. But I'm open, you know, I'm not a great lover of meetings. I wouldn't be crestfallen enough. I wouldn't be crestfallen if the committee decided not to have it this month.
You're talking about the 23rd?
Who's Dave?
Go ahead, Dave.
I'd rather schedule that and wait until Nicole's had the chance to lay out her priorities and hear from the board and adjourn this meeting unless people feel like there's something we need to do at this meeting for that board meeting.
Second.
Dave, you're saying you want a meeting in April after the board meeting?
Yeah. Let's take rather than take the time now, let's do it once we've gotten that information from Nicole and do it then instead of now.
Does anyone have input, comments? There's a motion on the floor to end this meeting and hold a meeting on April the 23rd, the fourth Wednesday of April.
Could David tell us a little bit more about why he feels we should just postpone it?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be obtuse, David.
Oh, that's okay. It's, I feel there's no way, there's no, well, I don't feel it's particularly useful for us to set our work plan until we've heard from Nicole about her interests. I think that the tech issues that this board's going to have to, that this committee's going to have to work on may relate to, you know, well, I think it should primarily be responsive to that. I mean, she's aware of the issue, for example, that digital distribution is a priority. And I just think that our time would be better spent once we've heard from her than before.
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
I don't have a problem with that. I was going to ask John, though, if he has a report they'd like to give us. Do we want to hear that?
Yeah,
John? Okay. Well, once we decide this, we'll give John an opportunity, and he's made it clear that he wants to be brief, so we'll stay with that, too, I think.
This is Bonnie. I'd like to get on stack.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I just, you know, maybe I misunderstand the PNB meaning of technology. To me, I thought that this committee might also want to at least educate itself about where the stations stand as far as any engineering and technological improvements that they need to make or problems that they have. And I would actually really welcome input from John and from any of the other tech and engineering people and website people that there are in the network. I'd also like to know what people's feelings are about HD and whether we have a stance on that in the network, as well as new technology concerns. Because I guess my definition of technology does not only extend to new technology and digital distribution.
Okay.
Well, I think that's fair. Can I respond to Bonnie?
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's fair, and in fact, one of the things that we've been trying to obtain for a couple of years is sort of an inventory and an assessment of where we are from station to station, and what are some of the challenges. And I believe that John has finally completed a report. But I think most of us are aware that some stations, such as KPFA, have invested fairly significantly, not just in equipment and infrastructure, but in human resource infrastructure, whereas other stations have lagged behind and really haven't been able to do that. And I think that there are also technical issues in terms of how we maintain our antennas and the generators and so on and so forth. Our station, for example, is going to have to be about moving to a new facility, and so we're going to have to entertain sometime within the next year or 18 months moving temporarily or moving permanently the station, which is a major undertaking, and there's no plan for that. And again, in terms of the HD issue, most of our stations have applied for grants for HD, but it's not clear that they're all going to be able to raise the matching funds that it costs to get those grants. And there's also an ongoing concern about whether or not the continuing lack of people with HD transmitters is going to really make HD radio the wave of the future. So I think that Bonnie is right. I think that there are a number of other issues that we need to be to be clear about, and that the PNB should have some points of view on technical and technological issues, notwithstanding whatever we're going to hear from Nicole in the near future. Thank you.
This is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
So I went back to the bylaws, and the bylaws say that this committee's purpose is to advise the board as to emerging technologies. It doesn't say anything about being an oversight body over detailed operational issues related to technologies at the station, which we could do if we want to do. But I guess my feeling is, you know, some of as a mechanism, governance bodies, I think, are a rather bulky mechanism and possibly improper for keeping track of those sorts of things. Although, you know, I'd be interested, if you're going to talk about what's emerging, it's good to know what's in place. As to the HD issue, you know, it's something we've talked about on this committee for years, and the board had reports on HD, and I think this committee has already informed the board a certain, to a degree, about HD radio issues. And, you know, so as Rob said, some stations have made the decision to go that route. Other stations have chosen not to. We could, you know, talk about that yet again. Going back to what it says in the bylaws, we're supposed to be advising about emerging technologies that are going to impact radio. So I think that's what we should focus on rather than operational oversight. If we're going to do the other, then we might as well be explicit about that. But there again, I'd want to talk to the executive director about how such oversight would interleave with whatever's going on the management side.
It's Bill. Bonnie again, if I can get back at some point.
There's no one else on the stack, Bonnie. It's your turn.
I guess that my thought was that I myself can't really make what I consider to be intelligent policy decisions if I don't actually understand the whole picture. And I think the status of the stations and also using some of the knowledge that the people that are at the stations have that are dealing with engineering and technology wouldn't hurt. I wasn't really suggesting that we were especially doing oversight. It just seemed to me that if we're all going to feel well-educated on any of these subjects, that it would be useful to have some of the input from some of the people at the stations and John and anyone else that makes sense, Pete, whoever makes sense in these particular contexts, and that we might be able to. I don't know what you mean, Rob, by, you know, attempts have been made to get this information. I guess maybe I'm just naive or something, but I wouldn't think it would be that difficult to have it be forthcoming. And I think the information that one station doesn't have the resource to be able to have invested in these things is equally important in trying to look at the bigger picture and figure out what we want to, you know, guide people toward in the future, as knowing which stations have done experiments in various new technologies or old technologies for that matter, and what things are working and what aren't. So I guess I thought that maybe, although we don't yet have guidance from Nicole in some areas, that we might be able to spend some of our time talking about some of these subjects.
Bill.
You're up, Bill.
I guess one of the things I think we could do, maybe even if it's not in the bylaws explicitly, is help just share information so that we don't reinvent the wheel. And when we find things that work, or if we have questions that may have been solved by another station, I know the national staff would, you know, just like to try to do that too, but we need to help them with supplying information and questions and issues that we have. And HD radio is one of those. You know, we have, I guess it's still a little bit of a gamble. We have HD going at KPFT, but we don't know how fast or if there'll really be a lot of HD receivers. And, you know, my guess is that it'll be like FM radio was in the early days. And then after a few years, there will be a lot, but we don't know that for sure. And there's several issues related to that. But it's a little bit of a gamble right now. I think it's a good opportunity to have twice as many hours in a week, essentially, of programming. But right now, only a few people can listen to that. But I think it's going to increase. We just don't know how fast.
I have a question off topic, off this particular topic, and I need to ask Andrea.
Yeah.
UBAI is actually meeting on the 23rd of this month. Do you know?
I don't know yet if we are.
You're on the calendar.
Yeah. I'd say we probably will be, but I don't know. I would say that we probably will be. I think we should consider that and just plan the next meeting for the 30th this time.
Personnel committee meets on the 30th, so.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty full, this calendar.
I think we probably will be meeting on the 23rd. There's a slight doubt, but
all right. Well, then there's a scheduling conflict that raises an important concern about our meeting on the 23rd of April, if WBAI meets on that same.
Yeah.
How about the fourth Thursday, the 24th, for that month only, this month?
Well, the 23rd is the fourth.
No, but I'm on the fourth Thursday. If WBII meets on the 23rd, the tech committee could meet on the 24th, perhaps. I don't see anything on the calendar on KPFTX. But.
All right.
Not that this should influence the decision. I myself am on the air on Thursdays, and I can't meet.
Dizzying point of scheduling. I thought, you know, we had it. Well, we have it fixed for May anyway, so that's good. If we want to meet, we can meet on the 16th, which is next week. That's open. So 16th.
What?
1 week from today or tomorrow. Does that change your thinking, Dave? With regards to your proposal, your motion?
I'm happy to do what other people want to do. It's not that critical to me one way or the other.
Yeah. Did you say a week from today or tomorrow?
A week from tomorrow.
That's when the KPFT LSB is. And it's not on the KPFTX calendar, but.
Okay.
You mean the 16th is a Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, today's Tuesday, sorry.
All right, so I'm going to just decide that we're going to meet in May on the fourth Wednesday, if that's good, and then we can try to do something constructive tonight. Since everybody's on the phone, let's just have a full discussion about different tech, especially the distribution issue. Is that all right with everybody? Not an open Wednesday, April. Okay, so that makes you feel good. We're going to continue this meeting.
So is the next, I'm sorry, the next meeting is the 28th of May?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just putting it on the KPFTX calendar for you, Michael.
Thank you.
And then you can flip it over.
8:30 ET, and
yeah.
Same phone number, same code.
Yeah, I'll just put it on there so that it's held.
All right, thank you. Okay, John, do you want to give a report?
Hi, this is Carolyn Burden here. I'm so sorry to be so late. I was on a train and got delayed.
Carolyn, can you confirm that there is a WBAI meet? I'm sorry to jump into this right away, but or can you confirm that there's a WBAI meeting on the 23rd? Andrea wasn't sure.
On the 23rd? Yes, there is an LSB meeting. Scheduled on the 23rd. I don't know if that'll hold, but that's, so far it's scheduled.
John, are you there yet?
Yeah, I thought that you were going to have a discussion on whether you wanted me to do a report, you know, because as I remember, there were a number of people that felt, on the last call, that felt that staff should not be the center of these meetings. Are you there, okay. Dave?
Yeah, was I who said that?
I think so.
Well, I don't know that there's an issue because you yourself said you just want to give a brief kind of update or whatever, which I think would be appropriate and no one would object to.
Okay, I can update you on a few things.
Then we can go on.
HD Radio, we have three stations. They've gotten their grants. They're looking right now at possible financing so that that's KPFK, that's WPFW and WVAI. They're looking to see if they can use financing to fund the matching part of the grant so that they can move forward with HD, which they would have to do fairly soon.
John, KPFK?
KPFK, WPFW, and WVAI. KPFA was not interested in applying for the grant this year. Each station will be implementing differently. WPFW will be doing a hybrid combined system, so they're going to do the digital and the analog internal to their transmitter. WBAI will be doing a low level combined, so they will be buying they'll be doing it differently on a lower amplitude and then combining it and then having a high power transmitter. And KPFK is going to have separate, they're going to keep their existing analog transmitter, and they will, they will be adding additional antennas and a digital transmitter. So they're going to do basically an air combine. So I guess that's basically where that stands, that they're all looking at funding, and then they'll start ordering equipment and starting their installation. KPFT, of course, is broadcasting an HD main channel, and they're looking to start broadcasting an HD secondary channel. Do people want to ask questions about this right now, and then I'll move on to something else, or do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, please keep going with your report. I guess we should allow questions, but the idea was to give a brief report and then...
Okay. the portable people meter implementation has started. Of course, KPFT is already encoding PPM codes. That's a system that allows you to send unique codes for each station through your air signal, which are then picked up by beeper-sized receivers that the people that are Arbitron testers carry around so that they can figure out what people are listening to what stations. And this is used for Arbitron data, which stations use for a number of different uses, and it's also used to calculate your community service grants, which is a CPB grant that we get every year and funds a percentage of our operations. KPFT is encoding, as I said. WBAI just started encoding 2 weeks ago. KPFK hopefully will be encoding by the end of this week or the beginning of next. They just replaced some antennas on their tower, so they did some work. So they're hoping to put that equipment in shortly. WPFW will be a bit behind because they haven't rolled out yet, but they've filled out the paperwork, so they're in the mix. And KPFA is having a little problem, but we're trying to find a solution right now so that they can start encoding also. And that's pretty much what I've got for you right now. Does anyone have questions?
I have a quick question.
Sure.
You had been looking at those handy Zoom 4s or H4s for for field packs and field recording.
Yeah.
What are the stations now tending towards as their sound gathering, primary sound gathering equipment?
For
a budget for it for next year.
I don't know what the stations are, what they've budgeted for. People are looking at, there's a new Sony model, which I think is a 450, that's supposed to be pretty nice. A lot of people have used the Zoom H2, which is a lower priced version of the H4. I've heard that the external preamps aren't quite as good, and it doesn't use professional inputs. The jacks are non-professional, which means that they break a lot easier. But I haven't been... That hasn't really been a discussion right now. Any other questions?
All right, thanks, John.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about media distribution. That issue is on the agenda, and I think Dave has got a proposal of sorts about how we might advise the PMB of current technologies. What kind of, Dave, do you want to address your idea about research?
I was just saying that maybe one thing that we could do that would be useful is for each of us to try and look at what data we could about how the market's gonna, you know, grow, what the expected listenership over time is, and the impact of things like if you have wireless broadband available everywhere would be. But, you know, it's the kind of thing that there are consulting companies that do this that have reports on it. But maybe each of us could hunt up what data we can that we think would be useful, and we could compile it into something to, like, you know, a short 1 to 2 pager that would give the board a clear sense of the numbers. Because I think it's still the case that throughout the network, there are a lot of people who still don't, they may understand that, yeah, there's a lot going on in that area, but they may not grasp the magnitude of it. I don't know that that's the case. I'd be interested to hear what other people think about the perception on the board. I keep feeling that this issue is, you know, of dominant urgency, and can't really understand how anyone would not know that, but maybe they just don't have the data. So I thought maybe we could get them some of that data if indeed it's a problem.
What specifically is that information?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Oh, you said get them that data. What exactly?
So, like, how many devices in each of the device categories have been sold over, let's say, the last 5 years, and what the projections are for this year? Data on time spent listening. I know that, for example, Arbitron recently started tracking a few years ago listening on streamed audio. I don't know that there are any good data on downloaded audio.
But anyhow, things of that nature. There are all sorts of different ways you can represent this, and I thought each person on the committee might take a little time, a couple of hours, just educating themselves on what data are available that can paint a picture of this. And I thought that might be a useful thing the committee could do.
That sounds like a good project to me.
What do other members feel about this?
This is Henry. I'd be glad to try to contribute to that.
I'll say it. Go ahead, Henry.
I think it would be helpful to find out, if we can, what the corporations are thinking about regarding this. You know, look into the projections of you know the networks. You know, Disney or Weird Channel or whoever. I don't know if that information's there. You know, but. The thinking of where FM is going by the people who own them would be, you know, own the commercial stations would be good information.
Another thing that might be of interest is any information we could find out on budgeting that other organizations are doing in this area.
Maybe other FM, public FM stations or something like that?
Whatever we can find out. I'm sure if each one of us spends some time asking ourselves, how can we quantify this? We'd each come up with slightly different answers. And I think that's a reasonable use of our time.
Yeah, I'd be... willing to give a couple hours to this research, easy.
Bill?
Yeah, Bill?
Yeah, I think it was Andrea that mentioned earlier, I like the idea of, you know, we need good content that's mission-related, all this sort of thing, but we also need marketing and promotion of, you know, our podcasts and things like that, because even if we have all the technology, we need to have... We need to make it easy for people to find us and to want to find us.
Can I respond to that?
That's not just a technology issue, but we might be able to at least get people thinking about it.
Can I respond to that quickly?
Yes, and you're coming in much better than you did a second ago.
Yeah, I just switched my handset. I think, you know, the if you're talking about digital distribution, the natural for marketing it is online. As we did do this thing in the contract with Democracy Now that they've agreed to promote on their webpage, higher up a link to our various offerings. But there's no reason we couldn't have every progressive organization out there ask them to feature links to us on their website, which would promote that and use the FM our own FM transmitters. When I spoke to a high donor about this issue and trying to get money for him to fund Pacifica, his point was that actually, in his view, content creation, well, the way he put it was content's easy. He says promotion is the hard part, and what you guys have going for you is you have your transmitters, which you can use to drive audience there. So the combination of that, an online campaign and our FM transmitters could build use, I think, really rapidly. I mean, that's what happens in the online world anyway. When something worthwhile goes up, everybody finds it very quickly. And so I think what you need is to build a platform that can handle success. If success hit you all of a sudden, you know, it's not this incremental thing. It really is an explosive thing that happens when something big goes up.
And so anyhow, that's my thought on that.
What's the relevance of having or talking about having technology that serves an educational purpose? You know, a lot of this has to do with distribution, but you know, we could have we could advocate for stations or little ports at each signal area where people could produce content. Is that that's not exactly the same thing, right, as digital distribution, but Pacifica is an educational foundation, which I think should serve to educate, you know, news givers, broadcasters, even independent news people. Is that just kind of off the radar altogether?
Dave?
Yeah.
Pete's made this point before. I don't think it's off the radar at all. It actually goes to the question of what do you pay your staff to do? And I think that one of the things that will happen if you have a really big platform and you have people with an interest is taking them from the point of an interest in communicating to the capacity is part of the mission. I know, you know, KTFA has their First Voices program, and if I understand correctly, a lot of their interns have been used at times to go out and teach other folks how to do it. And the facilities to do it are going to be something that people need. But on the other hand, it's also the case that there's going to be a lot of opportunities for people to find that stuff out on their own. But I think, you know, documents and training materials that let people know, hey, this is how you do the following things, be a natural part of any effort like that. It also depends on your orientation. You know, how do you see yourself deploying technology to sort of wide net and get a whole bunch of people, or do you want to focus on the front end on having it be, a more selective resource from the front end? And which one of those decisions you make has a lot to do with what you end up spending your money on. And that goes back to the point I'd made earlier about wanting to hear from Nicole, where she's at, because, again, her priorities are going to have a lot to do with determining what kinds of tech issues are going to be the priority. So, for example, if your goal isn't necessarily, 100 to 150 new programmers in the next year, each producing something that for digital distribution, then you're going to care less and spend less about local production facilities. Whereas if it is your goal, you're going to care more.
This is Bill again.
Go ahead. Your turn, Bill.
Okay, well, I'll just give an example, and it's kind of what we're just talking about, maybe helping, providing training information or helping people at each station know how to do some of the things we need to do to promote their shows. As an example, if you go to iTunes and type in KPFT under podcast, you get about a dozen of our shows. Now, we have a lot more that are podcasts than that, but somebody at least has entered those. But some of them, the category is just says podcast. So if somebody's searching and if the title of the show, the name of the show doesn't tell you what it's about, then most people probably wouldn't be interested in it because you'd have to
right. You
have to subscribe to the show to find out what it's about. That's an example. So maybe we can show people how to do that better.
Hmm. Yeah, if we've got two new buildings maybe, you know, going up, WPFW and KPFT may get new buildings soon, and you know, the space itself and the direction of the staff is determined by the board and management and what Pacifica is supposed to be doing.